Welcome back, beautiful souls. You are with myself, Hazel Halley. This is for the new moon in Libra. This is for the 4th of October to the 11th, 2021. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading. For a personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, intricate hypnotherapy, which is past future life regression, or organi, head over to my email at angelguidance555@gmail.com. Also, beautiful souls, if you would like to check out some extra guidance, head over to my YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555. Please like and subscribe as it helps me to grow the channel and our community. So, beautiful souls, before we get into the month ahead and this new moon in Libra, make sure you have your teas or coffees or drinks and that you are comfortable, as we do have a lot to unwrap and we also have an amazing spread ahead. And before I get into the energies and the rundown of the month ahead, as we all know, relationships are coming up really, really strong right now, and a balance in all aspects of them. I am sorry that I am keeping my voice quite low, but my daughter is in bed and so is handsome husband. So, as I was saying, there is a balance coming back in relationships, in all aspects of them. This also got me reflecting and thinking on my own relationships, all sorts of relationships. So, I did want to share with you how I have been really starting to see attunements with students from a different perspective. So at first I was like, oh, I'm just gonna like attune anybody that wants to get attuned, you know, and then they can go on their journey, which I do expect after a while. I expect them to fly the nest and go on their journey, but I do expect the connection and relationship before that, because when I got attuned, I didn't have that relationship or connection with my Reiki master. And when I got me third level and I done me healing and started to teach, I said, I want to be a Reiki master that's there for support. And again, that doesn't work that way with everyone. I've had some students that I've never heard from again since their attunement, which is all good, but it's not for me because I don't want that. So if people want to get attuned like that, there's plenty of cheap websites out there that are very impersonal. And you don't know who's attuning you, and you can go and do that. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But I'm here for the actual connection. As I said, my intention was like from the heart, but it just wasn't clear. Now I'm fully stepping into the heart center. So like that, I'm taking it really slowly. If a student I used to see, if they had Reiki sessions before, and even if it wasn't off me, that was grand and I'd still go ahead. But now I'm not. I'm making sure that they have at least even one session off me before we go on a journey of attunements and stuff like that. So that's just one aspect of where I want a balance in giving and receiving when it comes to that, because like there's one student there soul sister that recently got attuned, and it's just mirroring so much of when I first got attuned and how much it changed my life and how much I really appreciated it and I couldn't put it into words. So I feel like I really want that off students in the future, you know, to really commit to it. Even for check-ins as well, beautiful souls, like people make check-ins with me, go out of their way for check-ins, and then sometimes they don't turn up to them, you know, and it's not as if I don't have a life. I actually do. On top of doing this spiritual work, I am a wife and a mother, you know what I mean? I am in the physical reality. So sometimes I feel like I care more about people's journeys than them, and that shouldn't be that. Again, that's off balance. So I'm sure you have all been reflecting on relationships of your own in your own life and how the giving and receiving goes in them. So I will get back into this, beautiful souls. We are now in the month of October, can you believe it? Which is such a potent, pivotal month for energy shifts. October and the cosmic influxes will bring us right into November and eclipse season. We also have the most potent full moon of the year in Aries at the end of the month. Kicking off October, we have six planets in retrograde and a new moon in Libra. By the end of this month, we will only have two planets in retrograde. So the new moon in Libra has a loving, soft energy. It is fuck. Sorry, immediately after knocking the cards over. It is on the 6th of October. And I will get more into that in a moment. We also have a stellium this week. This is when seven planets are activated in the sign of Libra.
Yay.
Some of them are the Moon, Sun, Mercury and Mars. We can harness this energy of the Libra new moon with balance of our relationships, giving and receiving, our inner and outer worlds, and our self-love, our relationship with ourselves. How much do we give to ourselves? And how much do we give out? Really a balance of our energy. Our divine thoughts and how we put them into action. Boundaries also coming in strong. I hope you like the Venus frequency music. 221, 23 hertz. Venus is ruled by Libra, or Libra is ruled by Venus. So all relationships are lessons and experiences for our soul. I can't stress this enough, beautiful souls. The people that we have incarnated with in this incarnation, we have had past lives with them, and we're trying to learn them lessons again in this lifetime in some way or another. Once we get them lessons, then we don't have to keep doing that same song and dance. So they are all experiences for our soul, especially the people and situations that trigger us to heal whatever may be healed. On the 6th of October, we also have Pluto going direct. And Pluto's energy isn't too rarer. Rarer. It's quite subtle. But will be amplified by the new moon. It's amplifying the energy of new beginnings, beautiful souls, which I'm sure you can feel brewing underneath, new direction. What has fallen away since April and last year? What is being rebirthed? This energy will help us with planting new seeds. Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. And this is helping us plant these amazing seeds in fertile soil. So we may find ourselves reflecting on what has fallen away in our lives. And what have we done the shadow work on to really release for good? Replacing these with your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your creativity. Intuition is also heightened with Pluto and all of this month. What have we cleared and what can we rebirth? On the 7th of October, we have the Sun aligning with Mars. This is ruling over action, our stamina, our heated emotions. This energy is running till the end of October. Mars is full of motivation, patchage, passion, and conquering fears. Patch, that was like a mix of passion and conquer, I think. Sorry. Conquer fierce masculine energy. Inner child energy is making me laugh. Okay, so Mars also rules over our energy. So be careful that we don't burn out. Making sure not to rush anything with all of this fast moving energy. It can also activate anger, so we need to acknowledge it and release it. Never try and push anger away. Also seeing where the anger is stemming from. Anger is always hurt. On the 9th, we have the Sun and Mercury retrograde. The Sun is moving into Mercury, I think, then. This is really a messenger for the subconscious, beautiful souls. So, I know we tend to blame Mercury retrograde on everything, but we really do need to look at the bigger picture and reason for the delays or miscommunication, etc., whatever it may be. This is a point of illumination. And Mercury retrograde cycle is clearing up some of that fogginess at this point on the 9th. So it's bringing in some clarity. On October the 10th, beautiful souls, which is 10-10, we have Saturn going direct. Saturn is all about responsibility, growth and lessons. So this is really a graduation point. I don't know if it's just the excitement that's not getting me words out. I'm going to pause for a second. So it is really now bringing in our next chapter. Saturn was retrograde since the 23rd of May. So all the work we have done and we are doing since then. Moving into about the third week on the 17th, we have Jupiter going direct. So this is bringing up the beliefs. What beliefs have upgraded from your fire cells growth? Well, all the planets moving forward, we will be feeling that push and shift forward. On the 18th of October, we have Mercury going direct. We will feel this planet the most. We may find clarity, insights, messages, etc. And on the 20th, we have that powerful, potent full moon in Aries, which is bringing in new beginnings, leadership, passion. There is also a T-square happening at the time of the full moon that can bring tension and reaction. It's the moon, Mars and Pluto, and they are all fire planets. We live in a world of polarity, so maybe we need a bit of tension to push us in the right direction to take our leaps. Heightened emotions around that full moon. Charged, released point. Moving your physical body, clearing your energetic body. And also seeing, are we being led by the head or the heart? And then on the 31st of October, we have Halloween, Samhain. This is an amazing transformation point. The veil is really thin. It is an amazing energy for connecting to our ancestors and that of death and rebirth. Also, a couple of days and around the same time, we have the Pleiades rising to the highest point. The Pleiades is also representing death and rebirth. So more about all of them as we move through the months. A little bit more about this new moon in Libra. 6 to 10 planets are in air signs and the North Node is in air signs. Coming in strong with this new moon is balance, communication, duality, new beginnings, work, relationships, social media, self-care. Looking where Libra and Aries is in your chart. And also, beautiful souls, another bit of good information to know is that Mars is opposite to Chiron in Aries. So this is an amazing time for healing, relationships, and also for changeable shifts. Chiron is bringing in the healing, cleansing, purifying, bringing in forgiveness, also soul, family, healing. We may also be feeling a little bit of a push and a pull right now, beautiful souls, as Mercury retrograde is slowing down and Mars energy is pushing forward. Venus is also doing a grand tureen with Neptune. It's activating love, creativity, movement, romanticness, if that's the word, and self-love. Uranus is also in Taurus at the moment, which is bringing in compromise and boundaries. So I know that was a lot, beautiful souls, but that was a rundown for the month ahead and what we are in for. So let's take a moment, shift our awareness, tune into our heart center, ground our cord into Mother Gaia, and also up into Venus, and tuning into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So, beautiful souls, getting stuck right in. First card of overall energy that we got as a collective for this new moon in Libra and week ahead is Grand Tureen Blessings. And I know we do have that coming up at the end of the month. I'm not sure, as I mentioned there, but it's coming in now. This is also linked in with the balance and with the temperance in the tarot. So, beautiful souls, this is coming in because we are now going to start to come into a time of easy flowing energy. of things being lifted and other things flown a little bit easier. But we are reminded that we still have to put in the work. We still have to take responsibility. We still have to have appreciation for where we are, where we've come, and where we're going. What's also coming in strong, and it is coming up a little bit in the tarot as well, the old souls, is maybe you're feeling like people aren't appreciating the work that you have done. And sometimes people can't see it from the outside, but action speaks louder than words. And also, you need to just answer to yourself. You know the work that you have done and are doing. We are also being just asked to really nurture right now, beautiful souls, and to keep being consistent, to keep this amazing wheel of fortune spinning, wheel of opportunity rolling. We are also being guided to not pass up any opportunities that might come at this time. So really staying in the flow, beautiful souls, trusting in ourselves, trusting in the universe, in the work that we are doing, and keeping that effort up. Our next card that we got is, your life is a canvas. Artist, manifestation, create accountability. Creative accountability. You're the artist of your life, and your life is a canvas. Take responsibility for your ability to create. Earth is known as a planet of manifestation. Your present moment is based on your past thoughts and beliefs. Your current thoughts determine your future. What kind of life do you want to create for your future? What are you being called to create? Reconnect with your manifesting power and align your thoughts, feelings, and actions with the vibration that matches them. It's never too late to start, and no experience is required. All you need is an open heart and a mind and constant, consistent daily action. If you're not sure what you'd like to create, start instead with a feeling of deep gratitude for all that's good in your life right now. State out loud what you're most thankful for. Look for the good in your life, and only one thing will be certain. You'll find yourself attracting more and more good experiences into your world. This card is inviting you to see your entire life as a canvas, and the picture is completely up to you. Colour it with your thoughts and feelings. Create the life that you most long to live. You may also be called to be more creative in your everyday life. What have you been called to create? How can you express yourself more creatively? So wow, beautiful souls. Oh, wow, that was really, really powerful, amazing message that we really, really needed a reminder of. That we are on this amazing planet Earth, planet of manifestation. And again, our present moment is based on our past thoughts and beliefs, and our current thoughts determine our future. And that's a good one to know, beautiful souls, because we do sometimes forget how strong our mind is, our thoughts, that's what first comes in before it is brought into the tangible physical reality. Next card that we got, beautiful souls, is baby steps. Action. Follow your intuition before it makes sense. You're being called to take grounded action in response to your soul's calling. To start where you are and begin building in a consistent way. So many people stop themselves from living a soul-led life because they're wanting to know the destination before taking the first step. But intuition doesn't work like that. Our soul is always calling us every moment of every day. The way to find yourself living in harmony with the cosmos is to listen to your soul's baby calls and whispers each and every day. And take grounded action in the direction of those calls and whispers. You're being encouraged to start small, bite-sized, to put one foot in front of the other, to do one thing every day, to break things down into achievable tasks. Time on Earth goes slower than on other planets. This may cause frustration for starseeds who can expect a faster pace of manifestation and thus give up before the seeds begin to sprout. If you resonate with that, it's time to opt for consistency over urgency. Time to take baby steps in the direction of your calling. To remember that you don't need to have it all figured out or know exactly where the path is leading. You don't have to know every single step along the way before you set out on your great journey. You just need to take the next step. And the Starseed Soul Inquiry, what's one simple baby step you can take in the direction of your soul's calling? So well, beautiful souls, how powerful was that? I loved how them two cards really, really linked in as well. It was kind of like a double whammy of a message. I love when they do that. So that's it. Beautiful souls, listen to the intuition and take the next step. Next card I pulled for us is a self-care card. And we got pleasure. I knew that sacral chakra was coming in strong. Our bodies are magnificent temples of joy, bliss, and ecstasy, awaiting exploration. Most of us have an upbringing filled with limiting perspectives about how we can experience pleasure and what kind is appropriate. as we begin to break free from the construct of perspectives, we can re-explore our bodies and all our senses to find new and profound experiences of pleasure. This exploration is a very personal process, with the main requirement being an open mind. Begin by closing your eyes and tuning into your body. Ask yourself where you want to be touched and how you want to be touched. You can also ask your senses what they are craving. What does your nose want to smell? What does your skin want to feel? What do your eyes want to see? What does your mouth want to taste? What do your ears want to hear? Pleasure has unlimited forms. You can call in whatever one you desire. What kind of pleasure do you want to call into your life? So, well, it's all another amazing, powerful message of pleasure, of our sacred sensuality, of creativity, how that is also amazing for manifestation. If you'd like to go deeper into sacred self-pleasure, I do have a video or three all about sacred sensuality, sexuality, self-pleasure, how to manifest with orgasm, up on my YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555. So yeah, beautiful souls, power of orgasm. Wow, so powerful for manifestation. And if two of you are in on it together, woo, whoa, way, there is no stopping it. There's no stopping it. But you can also just do it on your own as well. Okay, beautiful souls, before I move on to the tarot, I pulled one card out of my Oracle Intuition deck, and of course, intuition came out. Because we know intuition is so strong this month. So yeah, beautiful souls, I don't even have to say much about that. They're after being banging on about intuition there in the last three cards or so. So intuition, listen to it. Okay, beautiful souls, I'm going to move on to the tarot. I'm just going to take a drink of water. So, beautiful souls, diving into the tarot. I asked just 10 questions altogether for this new moon in Libra. The first one I asked is, how, for the collective. For the collective, I have you know. How will the new moon cycle affect us? Dun, dun, dun. So for that, actually, beautiful souls, you know what? That's the only reversed card we're after getting out of that whole spread. Woo! So we only got one reversed card, but we did get the lovers. Ooh. Oh, God. But it's all good, beautiful souls. It's not like I'm hitting you with something you don't know. So yeah, relationships, communication, self-love is kind of a little bit all over the place right now. Friendships, all of that good stuff. Eek. So yeah, beautiful souls, that's that's how the new moon in Libra is going to affect us. I would suggest spending some time by yourself, connecting with your heart space, and moving out of the head. Because Libra is an air sign, remember? Okay. So, what was the next question that I asked? What should we focus on most. So for that beautiful souls, we got the Seven of Swords. So I feel like what we should focus on most is really what we want to go for. I really feel like we should leave out any opinions of others, any feelings that's coming in there of deception, and really just quietly move in the direction that you want to go and that your soul's calling you to go. The next question that I asked is, what should we let go of? And for that, beautiful souls, we got the Chariot. So I feel like we really need to let go of the old. And I feel like this might be old beliefs in relationships, self-worth, I think also letting go of some aspects of past experiences, but then keeping the lessons from them to bring with us onto the new beginning. Next question that I asked is, what are we making room for? Got two cards for that. First one we got is Four of Swords, beautiful souls. So again, that's haunting us. That came up twice last week in the YouTube video. So we need to rest a little bit and reflect before we move on to our next chapter, because we did get the feel. They're beautiful souls. And I did use the Erotica Fantasy Tarot. And yeah, she's really happy moving along the hills here with her little stick and her dog and her yellow rose and all the birds behind her. The dog is really happy. Yeah, we're making room for our next chapter, beautiful souls. But we do need to rest beforehand. What step can we take to achieve our goals? We got the Three of Swords. We need to move into the heart center. We need to bring in forgiveness for all traumas, for old experiences, for old battles and ways of being. Some of these could also stem from past lives. If that is the case, the subconscious needs to know that it's not in that body anymore from the past life, and that it's in a new cycle. So really stepping into the heart center, beautiful souls, will help with achieving the goals, getting out of the head. The next question that I asked is, what's out of balance? And for that, we got the Six of Wands. So what I'm feeling strong with that is support. I feel like maybe support is off balance. And also something to do with achievement and being recognised for the work that we're putting in. There's something strong coming up with that. I can't put my finger quite exactly on it. What needs to be brought into balance? We got two cards for that. We got the Wheel and we got the Three of Cups. And I love this wheel because there's like a man and a woman on top in the 69 position. So they're both giving and receiving at the same time. And they're both giving and receiving an equal exchange of pleasure. So, wow. So sorry, what question did I ask? Because it was getting lost in that card. What needs to be brought into balance, giving and receiving in relationships, and also the cycles of life. This is kind of like that Wheel of Fortune again. So I feel like, again, letting the past be where it is and embrace the new. It's like the cycle of the equinox. We're coming into the winter now here in Ireland. The seasons are autumn, fall, whatever you want to call it. It's October. It's getting cold. The leaves are starting to fall off. And then we have that Three of Cups as well, beautiful souls. So I feel like maybe even having one or two friends or support, maybe not trying to do it all on your own, or else again it could be a flip of boundaries with relationships. Whatever resonates with you, beautiful souls, for your individual circumstances right now. What's the next question that I asked? Oh yeah, how can we balance these two areas? So we got the Six of Cups and the Six of Swords, which is 66. So the inner child, seeing things from a new perspective, seeing the world with a new light, new joy, looking forward to the new beginnings with the energy of enchantment, and also letting that transition happen, letting this journey flow. I feel like some surrender probably needs to be brought into that. But it is bringing in new beginnings. Next question that I asked is, how can we create better boundaries? And for that, beautiful souls, we got strength. I'm just laughing at this strength. It's just because there's a man and a woman in the forest. They're both naked and they're both ready to get it on. So it's like they're having the strength for what's about to take place. So yeah, tapping into your own strength, working on that solar plexus, bringing in that amazing yellow citrine crystal energy. Final question that I asked before I move on to the last card is a message from the moon and the universe. And for that, beautiful souls, we did get the Hermit. Wow. Which is so powerful. I love this one because she's just standing on top of this mountain with her lantern and her stick and her cloak. We can just see all the stars behind her, and it's like she has an illuminated perspective from this height that she's at, and from this light from her lantern, because of the darkness, because of the stillness, because of the quietness. So the message from the moon and from the universe is to take the time to reflect, to be still, to fill your cup up for this new moon, which is actually amazing because I am planning on a solo camp this weekend, which I know will actually be after the new moon, but we will still have the energies from this new moon for all this week. So wow. And the final card, beautiful souls, is Vega, initiation and ceremony. And it is the future. Early on in vegan mysticism, initiation and ceremony played an important role in marking milestones in life or spiritual development. On Earth today, we've often lost touch with the meanings of our ceremonies, and so they feel empty when we do them. But honouring important experiences in life is crucial to feeling connected to the universe instead of just like pawns in a bigger picture. This card asks you to tap into this ancient memory and begin experiencing life's milestones, big or small, by celebrating them through a ceremony that expresses the sacredness of your lifetime here on Earth. Language is linear, so the concepts of linear communication limit the true scope of universal expression. Ceremony, ritual, and initiatory practices access universal archetypes and are truer forms of communication that go beyond linear language. When physical beings perform ceremonies authentically, not by habit, it is possible to access deep universal truths and accelerate evolution and spiritual transformation. This card refers to an enlightened time of Vega when they were rooted fully in aware consciousness. Their whole lives lived as a ceremony, a sacred expression of existence itself. In today's world, humans perform many tasks mindlessly every day and don't feel present in their own lives. Ancient practices on Earth and Vega help keep the mind focused on the present moment. When this is done, even the most mundane of tasks can become an expression of sacred, universal consciousness. If you pull this card, its meaning depends on your life circumstances. It may mean that you need to implement this awareness in the now consciousness because you have forgotten, you have gotten too distracted and are sleepwalking through life. Or the card may be acknowledging your already strong devotion to sacredness. This card may also be reminding you of a past vegan life in which you mastered this ability. As you truthfully, I say that again, beautiful souls, because we all know that's hard. As you truthfully look at your life, where is it out of balance? You can shift nearly any challenge by allowing sacredness into every act. Sit down, breathe, focus on the moment instead of worrying about the future. With retaining this simple ability can profoundly change your life. As ever, beautiful souls, thank you so much for joining me for this guidance. Thank you for being here in this incarnation and thank you for shining your light. Do be gentle with yourself this week. You're doing amazing. We're after being woken through some mad amounts of energy since last year. I will be back soon with some more guidance for this amazing month ahead of October. Remember, if you'd like to check out any of my services, pop me over an email, angelguidance555@gmail.com. I'll also have some extra guidance up on YouTube. Cosmic Angel 555 for this new moon in Libra. So enjoy this new moon, beautiful souls. Plant some amazing seeds for the new beginnings to come. Namaste.